preface before I ever start by saying he has given it to me for me. Okay? You've heard many preachers say they had to live through it and they are living through it and the Lord's showing them things. Well, that's where I'm at. And this is good for me and you because it gets rid of ourselves and we look at Jesus. So if you have your copy of God's Word, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7. Right here in the middle of this is a small verse that we're going to read. We're going to talk about of all these awesome verses about being humble, about resisting the devil, about fleeing from youthful lust, about doing things. And right in the middle is a verse that has just rung my head. And I thank God for that. In 1 Peter 5, 7, I'd ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. The first word is the title of the message, casting. 1 Peter 5, 7, the Bible says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Let's pray. Father, thank You for the opportunity to preach and to share the Word of God. Man, just sit down on us tonight, Father. Let it not be about us. Let it be about the cross and the resurrection and the new life in You. Thank You, Father, that we're here. And I'd ask You to bless every person in here. Bless this reading of Your Word. And that we'd be careful to praise You with every word. For it's all in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if we're going to do an all-out preaching or a Bible study. I don't know what we're going to do. I know that this verse about casting all your care upon the Lord has been ringing in my head. And when I have studied this, it just so happened we had to move youth night up a week instead of next week would be usually what it is. We had to move it up, and it just so happened it fell on the 22nd, right after a men's trip to the lake. We went to the lake this weekend, and a lot of men did a lot of different things, a lot of, not much sleeping. We had a lot of fishing, a lot of boats, a lot of men went out and fished, a lot of men went out and played golf, a lot of men stayed up too late, got up too early. You know, you get up at like 5 to fish. I was one of them that went and played golf, and it just so happened that we went on this trip the night or the week before youth night, and God had given me this message, casting all your care upon Him. And we see the man who wrote this is Peter. He writes, casting all your care upon the Lord because He cares for you. And we know if you have any biblical knowledge, Peter liked to fish. And he says this word casting, and that's where the Lord has led me. You and I are supposed to cast. The fishing is different from when it was to Peter. You can go back so many thousands of years ago, and Peter, and there's representations of how they fished. They didn't have a reel. They threw that thing out. And we see the stories of Peter and how he would push, he would cast, and we're going to talk about that a little more, but he would go out fishing, and he'd come back with fish. That's what you're supposed to, that's the goal of fishing, right? I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. You go out, and you want to bring home fish. I'm not a fisherman. Okay, we got a pond out there at the house, and I probably fishing about 3 years, well, about 2 years ago. And when I talk about fishing, I'm thinking about these men that are grown men that bass fish. That's a grown man's thing. Because people like me, I use the bobber. Okay, the bobber and the catfish and things like that. That's about the extent of fishing I know of, but I know just enough for this message and for what God has given us to understand. He says, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. So when we think about Peter and we think about fishing and we think about these things, You and I may not, we may not be fishing out in the world on a lake or on a boat, but as the Bible says, we're fishers of men. Go out and share the gospel. And when this verse, when I've read it and the Lord has just spoke to me, Peter's telling us to cast out. There's a couple ways we can look at that, and we know that he was a fisherman, so he knew what he was talking about when he wrote this, casting all your care upon the Lord. And when I think about that, I've got just four little things, and we're just gonna ride right through them because I want you to get the picture, not really what I have to say, but the picture of casting all your care upon the Lord. When we get to verse 7, that first word casting, I've looked up the definition of casting, and the definition is to set free. When you cast upon the Lord, you're set free. And I've had this picture, and I'm sure you have too, of Peter out there throwing the net into the water and the multitude of fish. And I've had this thought, and I've got a fishing pole over here I want to bring out and kind of give an example of what we're talking about, because I don't know about everybody in this room, but I haven't went out there with the nets and I haven't thrown them out, but I have used a fishing pole, and I feel like a lot of us have. And like I said, this is Holly's, it's not mine. I don't think I own. I have a reel, but not a line. Or I have a reel, but I don't have a rod. See, y'all, I don't know much, okay? But with this, I want to show the example of what it means to basically release to the Lord or give Him, give your problems and everything you've got to the Lord. And in this verse, it says casting, and I've got this pole. And everybody knows what you're supposed to do with this pole. You click this line right here, or click, and you throw it, correct? Okay? A lot of them are different, but this one's got one of them. And I may be wrong, but that right there releases. Once you hit that, it's released, and you can throw it as far as you want. And as of right now, if I don't click this button, I can sling my arm out. I can do everything I want to, but if I don't release it, it's not going anywhere. Am I making sense here? And then this picture of just a fishing pole, it goes back to the scripture, you got to release. You and I have to release if we want to cast. We got to release. And in verse 7 it says, casting all. And that word all means a lot to me. There's a lot of things in this world that you can do part. You can have a part-time job. You can get parts for a vehicle. But it says casting, and then it has the word all. And that hits home with me because I've got to give it my all. And I have to give Him my Lord, my all. If I give Him a part of my heart, I'm lost. Man, if I don't give Him everything. I went through it when I was 14 years of age. I gave Him a part. I gave Him the prayer, and I gave Him the crying, and I gave Him the emotion. But when I was young, I didn't give Him the repentance. You see where I'm going with this. Once you hit that release, and by the way, I'm not one to talk, because it's hard to release everything you got and put it in somebody else's hands. Once you click that thing and you sling it out there, it's not yours anymore. And once I click my heart and I throw it out to Christ, it's not mine anymore. It's not mine anymore. I've been bought. The day I called upon the name of the Lord, and the day I repented of my sins, I'm no longer mine anymore. I've released it. And it says, casting all. You got to release. Psalms 34, if you have your Bibles, go to Psalms 34, and I'll I want to read this scripture. Psalms 34, verse 17 and 18. Talking about casting, talking about releasing, casting all. And it says in that verse, 34:17, Lord of mercy, says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth." Man, I thank God for that. "And delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." I read that and I think, you know, somebody could ask you, I've got too much to give up. I've got too much to release. I've got too much baggage, and I've got too much burdens, and I've got too much stress, and I've got too much of all these things. I serve a God who can handle them all. Once you click that button and release, He don't just take all of you. He takes everything from the east to the west. He takes everything in our lives. And in that verse, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and He delivers them. And that's a promise from God that when we release, He's there for us. Moving on. Still in verse 7 of 1 Peter 5, the casting all is the release. In verse 7, it also talks about you must be real when you cast all. You must be real. I say that in the verse. It says casting all, and here it is, your care. Those two words. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. You got to release it, but you've got to be real. It's got to be something you care about, is what I mean. If I give Jesus a part of my heart that it's okay for me to do this and to go back into sin and I don't release it all, I'm not very real. I'm not very real if I just release or if I just cast a little bit off. It's good. I said this morning in Sunday school. It's good. It is so good to be a good person. Boy, it's awesome. But I was a good person headed to hell a couple years ago. And I'm sure there's a lot of people in this room that could say the same thing. Until I released and until I got real, and the change happened. It says, casting all your care. It's got to mean something to you. It's got to be real. So I ask the question, I ask myself, what do I care about? What do you care about? Do you care about Christ and Him crucified and Him raised up on the third day according to the Scripture? Do you care about your family? Do you care about your friends? Do I care about my family and my friends and all these things in the world? And the answer is yes. Everybody who answered that, yes, I care. Casting all your care. You got to be real. If you care about something, give it to God. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. If I cast all my care upon my wife, most of the time it don't do me no good. If I cast my care upon my problems, if I keep thinking on them and I keep dwelling on them, if I keep suffering and I keep struggling, it does no good. And this verse, casting all your care, another translation is casting all your worries, casting all your anxiety, casting all your fear and different things in the world that we struggle with. And we talked about this week, and I thank God I'm not the only one that struggles in the world. And we talked about this morning, when the devil isolates you, you start to dwell on your problems. I do. I'm going to speak for myself, man. I start to dwell on them when I get isolated and I get by myself. And I get a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear. When I was lost and did not care about Jesus Christ, I had no anxiety. I had no fear. I had no issues of life. I just lived it because it was mine. But once I started caring about Jesus and people going to hell, there came a lot of cares in this life. And when this verse, it's right in the middle of humble yourselves in verse 6. In verse 8 it says, be sober because the devil is roaring. And verse 9 it says, resist steadfast in your face. Right in the middle is you're supposed to release everything that you care about. Be real. Everything that I care about, I must cast. Going back to our topic, I must cast it to God. I'll speak for myself. It's not the easiest thing to do in the world. I like to do things by myself. I like to handle it on my own. And y'all have heard that and y'all understand. But when I read this scripture, I'm called not to do it myself. I'm called to take this reel of my life. I'm supposed to release that joker and I'm supposed to cast it out to him. Casting all your care. I'm actually glad that happened because I'm going to use it here in a minute. You release when you cast all. You're real when you care. Also in verse number 7, you got to have the right source. Verse 7, the Bible says, casting all your care, here's two more words, upon him. Upon who? Well, right up there, the verse ahead of it, verse number 6, it says, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God. And it goes on to say in the verse we're studying tonight, casting all your care upon him, going back to God. So I'm releasing, I'm being real, but I've got to have the right source. I've got to have the right source, and I've got to have the right problems, and I've got to have everything in my life going to Jesus Christ. Everything. I'll use this for an example. I'm glad that broke. That had a hook on it. But now it don't. And I'll have to get that up. But okay, click, I release it. All these things I can have are my anxieties, we talked about my worries, my cares, everything in the world. I've got it released. I'm real, I actually do care about them. But if I got this thing right here, it's loose, by the way. It's loose, it's released. I've released it, and I've gotten real with myself, but it's still on the rod. It hasn't went out. You know, when you're supposed to click that thing, when you're supposed to throw it, it's not supposed to stay in the reel. It's supposed to go out. And when you cast it, it's supposed to go out. And I say that, the reason why it doesn't go out is because there's no weight on it. There's no hook on it anymore, but there's no weight on it. And I want to represent that weight to the cares. I've got Jesus in my heart. Boy, this hits home with me right here, I'm going to tell you that. I'm born again. But if I don't put any weight on him and I put it all on myself, it's not going anywhere. And if I've got no weight on, man, that hits me because that's me. I like to do it on my own. If I don't release it, he can't take it. If I don't put any weight on him, he can't carry it. It says casting all of your care upon Christ. Did you know that if you cast your care upon the Lord, He's going to take it. I got to talk to myself about that. JD, once I throw that out, it's no longer mine anymore. Thank God for that. And it goes out to God. And I thank God that I serve a Savior that takes my bait. Man, He takes my bait. And what I mean by that is, if there was a hook on this and there was a weight on this, and if I was real and I released it, and if I threw it out to Jesus Christ, He'd take it every time. He'd take it every single time. Casting all your care upon Him. Psalms 55, verse 22, I'd ask you to turn there for just a second. This verse does tie in pretty well with our message tonight. Talking about casting your cares upon the Lord. Psalms 55, 22. Man, I thank God for a Savior that loves me. 55, 22. Talking about having the right source. It can't be upon myself. I can't cast it upon everything I've got. I must cast it upon the Christ. And it says, Psalms 55, 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast your burden upon the Lord. We talked about having that release. We talked about having that reality of you must care about it. You must care about Christ. You must care about your family. We've got the right source. It's Jesus. But these are the words I want you to remember. The last five words of verse 7. You release it, you've gotten real, you've got the right source, but we must remember that He cares for us. Verse 7, it says, casting all your care upon Him. For He cares for me. Or for He cares for you. That's personal. Yes, He cares about the world. Yes, He cares about my family. He cares about my friends, and I thank God for that. He cares about it all. But He cares about me. And it's real, and it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ the day I cast it all upon Him. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. I'm thankful that this scripture doesn't say He cares for me when I'm strong. Man, I thank God it don't say that. I'm not strong a lot. As one of the greatest Christians ever lived, the Apostle Paul said, I boast more in my weakness than he's made strong. I thank God that it doesn't say that I cast my care upon the Lord, that He cares for me when I'm strong. And I'm also glad it don't say I cast my care upon the Lord. He cares for me when I'm bold. It don't say that. He cares for me when I'm not bold. See, when I got born again about 18 months ago, I had the Christian life. I had it a little bit differently than everybody else. It was the same Savior. It was the same Lord that saved my soul that day. That everybody else in the world's called upon. It's the same God. But for me, it was a little bit different. And I say that because I didn't have the same story everybody else did. We talked about this in Sunday school this morning. And it hits home with me because I lived it. In Romans 10:2, you know, in verse 9 and 10, it talks about how you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you confess Him with your mouth and believe on your heart, you shall be saved. But up there in verse number 2, it talks about how the people that Paul was talking about, they had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They knew God. They understood who He was. They may have believed in Him. And Paul gets up there and he says, "My heart's desire is that they get saved." Because they have a heart for God, or a zeal for God, but not after knowledge. And I think about that, and I think about casting all your care upon Him. I think about the life I lived, where I had a zeal for God. I was a position, I was everything, and I knew a lot of Scripture. But there was no repentance in my heart until I got really born again. It takes faith to get saved. It takes grace to get saved. It takes a lot of things. And the thing I left out was repentance the first time I got it wrong. I don't know why that wasn't even in there. But it says, casting all of your care upon Him because He cares for you. I'm thankful that He didn't give up on me. I'm thankful that I don't serve a fair God. We've talked about that lately. I'm thankful that when He heard my call, He answered it. And He took the bait. And when I released Him my heart, it was signed, sealed, delivered. And all these things, I want to kind of close us up with casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. You and I are called to remember how much He cares for us. Sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I think, and it's wrong, but sometimes I think He's too big. He's too. And then I sit back and think about the grace. About how He hung on that cross for me. And I think about the mercy. And I think about Peter saying, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. One of my favorite Bible verse is Romans 5:8. But God commended His love toward us, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even when I was lost, even when I was living in the habitual sin, even when I was destroying my family, even when I was doing things behind people's back, He died for that man. He didn't just die for who you're looking at. He just didn't die for the new creation. He died when I didn't care about Him. And He died for you when He didn't care about you. Or when you didn't care about Him. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And I'll end with this question. Somebody may say, JD, how do I know God cares for me? I know He's real. I know He's in heaven. I know He's at the right hand. I believe all these things. How do I know that God cares for me? You go back to that cross. And you go back to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave. Or when I studied this, I thought about this. He cast His Son to this earth to die for me. He gave Him up. He released Him. Somebody in heaven that created me, He released the Son to this earth to die on the cross for me. And I think about that, and I think about, man, he sure does care for me if he done that. And he cares for you if he done that. And I thank God he did. I thank God that he's real and he's alive, and that when somebody has a true heart in salvation, there's such a change on an individual, and you're no longer going to hell anymore. No longer condemned anymore. Washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, because he rose up from the grave on that third day. So I'll end and I'll say this: casting all your care upon the Lord because he cares for you. Do you know that God cares for you? Is what I'm trying to say in all this. Do you know that he cares for you? I feel like the Lord's put this in my life because I've forgotten that a lot of times. That I don't live this life because I have to. I live it because he's inside. Brother BJ said that this morning. It struck so home with me. I don't live, I don't follow, I don't obey, I don't try to live my life for Jesus because I have to. I live it because he changed me. And you live it because he changed you. Because if he didn't change you, there's no reason to live it. But he does care. He cares enough about you and me that he went on that cross and hung. Took every sin that I ever had. He washed it all away. The day I called upon the name of the Lord, I put my faith in him. And if tonight you're in this spot where you're like, JD, I'm saved. But maybe I've forgotten how much he cares for me. Man, I do too. I did too. And sometimes the struggles of this life are enough for me and you to get anxiety, and enough to get worried, and enough to have fear. And once I release it all to Jesus, all that stuff subsides. Am I perfect human? No. But I've been born again. And if you're in this place and you say, well, JD, I've never been born again. Well, I thank God he cares for you. And I thank God the day you get on your face before an almighty God and you ask him to save your soul, and then you repent. There's a difference. Thank God he cares for us. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the opportunity.